A key House committee yesterday began work on what should be a routine bill to renew programs at the National Institutes of Health. The sprawling biomedical research agency is one of Congress's pet programs, with strong support from Republicans and Democrats alike, but it's been more than a decade since Congress has managed to pass an NIH authorization bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
The last time Congress formally renewed NIH, Bill Clinton had been in office only a few months. That measure expired in 1996, and four successive Congresses have failed to agree on follow-up legislation, as House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee Chairman Nathan Deal of Georgia noted at the start of yesterday's hearing.
We have been working on the issue of reauthorization of NIH for longer than many people on this committee have actually been serving in Congress.
It's not that lawmakers don't care about NIH. In fact, over the past decade, its budget has been doubled to more than $27 billion a year. And it's one of the few government programs Republicans, like Michael Burgess of Texas, wax rhapsodic about.
In fact, it's my visits to the NIH that have one of the few things in the last 2.5 years that have really made me optimistic about the future of this country that we're leaving to our children and grandchildren.
It might just be that Congress cares too much. Periodic NIH bills are where Congress can make its mark on all manner of research-related issues. Some of them are relatively non-controversial, like this one raised by Democrat Bobby Rush of Illinois.
The issue of racial disparities is not adequately addressed by this bill. Specifically, I want to hear what NIH can do to include more people of color and women in clinical trials.
But many of the issues that inevitably crop up in those NIH bills are among the most contentious in society. Stem cell research, scientific conflicts of interest, and research on human subjects. The bill unveiled at yesterday's hearing, however, doesn't yet address any of those divisive issues, but it would vastly restructure NIH for the first time in decades. It would give the NIH director far more power, including the ability to combine or even eliminate whole institutes. It would also make it easier for the director to set priorities across NIH's more than 24 institutes and centers, and, if necessary, directly fund grants. Committee Chairman Joe Barton of Texas, who wrote the bill, said it's an effort to help streamline biomedical research policy.
We've doubled the budget of NIH, but we've not done anything to try to help their management structure or help them come up with a mechanism for allocating all these new grants and funds that we've provided them.
NIH Director Elias Zerhouni, the hearing's only witness, tentatively endorsed the concept. He's long lobbied Congress for more ability to make the agency's disparate elements work together more effectively, particularly as science itself has broadened.
The acceleration and the momentum that I think we've been able to demonstrate with the funding that you've provided us is, in my career, remarkable. I've never seen such a rapid fire of discoveries that are going to really change the way we practice medicine.
But while none of the contentious issues was raised yesterday, it's a safe bet they will be, either later in the House process or in the Senate. Meanwhile, Senate plans to debate a House-passed embryonic stem cell research bill appear to be on hold. Senators have so far been unable to bridge differences even on how the debate should proceed, which doesn't bode particularly well for the fate of the broader NIH bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.